Well, I'm afraid I must begin with an apology. I'm sorry to disappoint the legions of Sandra fans out there, but Mrs. Briar won't be making her advertised appearance this week. Since my dramatic exit... Well, more of that later. If you're planning on making a dramatic exit, there are a few rules which you'd be best to observe. Ex-footballer, the bubble-permed superstar cycle crasher Kevin Keegan forged a successful career as something of a drama queen, notwithstanding his fabulous proper punch-up with Billy Bremner in the Charity Shield in 1974, but as a manager. As a manager, he lost it to great effect on several occasions, but sadly he wore out the old Grand Guignol finale through overuse. And it's surely no coincidence that he's not been seen again since accusations of flouncing levelled at him after he quit his last job. The flounce, you see, is only really effective when employed with the hair toss, the high-heeled swivel, and a swing of the hips to set the skirts in motion. A sweeping arm describing an arc through the air can be a winner, and it helps to have a killer last line, although it doesn't matter too much if you don't, as long as you deliver it like you really mean it. I once had a ruck with the boss. I'd gone in to complain about a communication from another department, HR, and to advise him of the elements contained within which would not apply to me. I had it all laid out in my mind from my opening pitch to the picking off of the numerous iniquitous idiocies that were being laid upon us, right up to my climactic departure. I'd barely got the first words out before he came back with, "Yeah, I agree with you." Phased, but I ploughed on with, "And another thing." "Quite agree," he replied. We went on in this fashion, me determined to finish because that's what I decided would happen and I had no plan B, and him agreeing with me all the way. And even though the outcome was exactly what I'd wanted, I couldn't help but feel robbed of my big scene at the end of Act 3. To more recent events. On being quizzed about my post-meal movements, with meaningful glances being cast in the direction of the washing up and the wreck of the kitchen Hesperus, I pulled on my hawkshead boots, the ones that mean that I mean business in the garden, that I've drains to wash and power wash and an axe and a chainsaw to play with. I always tied the long laces outside the back door so they trailed and flapped free as I said to Sandra, "I'm busy, all right? Just make me a coffee and get the washing up done, okay?" And then...
Oh, please let me finish this. Then what happened was that after he shut the door with a supposed flourish is that he shut his bootlace in the door. And after pause and pointless tugging, he had to open it again. Oh, for joy. Shamefaced and with all dignity down the drain and ready for him to wash away to. I haven't laughed so much since I watched the post-op nurse kneel down before him and have a close-up inspection of his testicles.